So what did you do, Paddy, then, when you left?
I left school then, and I worked then on the greens down with Dr. McCloskey. He had a 9-hole golf links down here, and he was kind of in charge of it, and we worked away at that for a while, you know. I worked with him there, and different jobs, and then years after that, I started electric work, wiring houses. But first of all, I drove a lorry first for a number of years. Worked over in a place called Baltney and Mindery and Suhan and out up that country and up right. As far as Cashelangor.
Did you own the lorry, Paddy?
No, it belonged to a man down there called Mandy Gallard. And then, you know, the council that time, this lorry that he had what you call a plate on it from the Lost Wally Railway. And when you got a plate then, the council would hire you to go maybe to Fannett or Rathmullen or West Donegal or wherever you're going, and that's the way that it would happen, you see. And anyway,
so you drove loads of gravel.
There was what we grants for roads and
repair grants and
repair grants, you see. And there'd be two men working there, and the way that it would happen, there'd be what you call napping stones. A man would shovel out a heap, and there'd be another man sitting on a bag with a long shafted hammer, what you call a napping hammer.
Breaking them small. Yeah.
And then you'd be there maybe a couple of days taking them to different places, you know. Years before that it was done by cart. You'd be sent down to Fannett in different places. But there'd be maybe a couple of months over there in Baltney, and maybe the same down in Fannett, Rathmullen, and way up outside Letterkenny. And there were no tipping gear on lorries that time, and there were no diggers, no nothing. It was all hand on, you know. But the charge per day for a small lorry was around about, roughly, it wasn't £4 for the day's hiring, you know. We were working in, and you'd work for the full week for maybe £2.10 or £3, you know.
And then tough work as well.
Oh, aye, and then
as you said, you didn't have a tipper, so you had to load it and unload it.
Aye, well, right enough. The fella that was driving the lorry didn't have to work. You know, he just sat there. You know, mm-hmm. But it was monotonous out of work too. You see, and. Then you got Petrel and Falcara, the station master was the name of Gallard, an MCK your own. He was a station master in Falcara, and you got Petrel there, and whatever it took to do for the couple of days, you know, you go down in the evening for the farms. That would do you then, you see, and you'd go then to Mickey Mulherent and got to Hork, and you got repaired on there. Mickey, that's a place called Bedlam.
That's right, yeah, I do, oh yeah.
Well, Mickey Mulherent had a wee garage there.
Yeah.
A nice man he was. Mickey Mulherin and Pat Garrard was the first two men that bought two Dodgers in Donegal. They bought them in Dublin.
Dodge lorries?
Dodge cars.
Cars?
They were two nice cars, aye.
Right.
It took some money to buy a car that time.
Oh, good words, yeah.
So that was that. And then I tell you a story about two men that worked with the council too, you see, and they'd be filling and filling away. They were one of them very, very, very witty. And Sullivan that time had what you call a Hillman Manx car, and he was the engineer, and he lived in Port na Blair. So anyway, there were always these cars passing up down during the summer months to the bog, what we called the hill. I don't know why they called it the hill here, they called it the bog in Creasley. But anyway, this boy was working with us, John Shales, who was called John Owen Van. And every turnabout when I was going up, car passed, you see, they called this lower part of the Downies here, they called it the bottom, do you understand? So he would turn around and say to John, is that a bottom man? No, I'm wrong, he would say. Is that a hill man? No, it's not. And who would it be? John would say, it's a bottom man, you know? But anyway, the story went on, and John was working away, and he was working in an old drain, and there were bushes, and there were roots, and there were everything in it. And he says to this boy, God, he says, if we had a hatchet, he says, we'd cut them old roots, you know, and they were dabbing away with an old spade. And this wee man says to John, he says, Man, he says, I had a queer hatchet, he says. And there were a man stole it. But I have a fair idea, he says, the man that stole it. John says, you have. You have the idea, but he is a hatchet. You know, it was wild Woody.
Yeah, you had good crack like that. Yeah.
They were great characters, you know. They were very, very, very Woody, you know. Oh, God Almighty, save us.
So you stayed doing that work for a couple of years, Paddy?
Aye. Then I started in with Paddy Boyce wiring houses from Dunfanny, down through Fannett and all over the country.
Right, so Paddy was an electrician, like you.
Who? Paddy Boyce had a shop down there. That's the supermarket.
Right.
And then he was buying wire and stuff, and he got me and two other fellas to do a bit of wiring for him, you know.
And where did you learn to?
I didn't learn it at all. I just went on and started. It wasn't so. It wouldn't be complicated, but the same things today, and only you have to fill a lot of forms and one thing another, and recce registered and all the rest of it, you know, and it's the same thing, lights, plugs and all that, you know, and so
a lot of houses weren't wired at all, so you
would go into these houses, you know,
yeah.
And you went, I'll tell you, it was rough, you know, some of the houses were unbelievable, you know, the state of them, you had to tear up stairs, old houses, and full of mice and rats and everything, you know. But went on from that, then I worked with Johnny McGitty, and then we used to do plumbing and wiring with Johnny, and bits of carpenter work, and like so these small houses, you'll be hanging doors and putting in floors, and you know the general routine would be in it. There wouldn't be a way to, that time there were no modern units been built in at all. It would be just an old job box out in the
That's
back,
right,
and
a
tap for water, and oh, that's the way that the whole thing went, just you carried on like that down the years, you know.
But you were a handyman and you learned it.
Well, I just picked everything up, you know. I mean, there were more knowledgeable people at it than me, but I mean, what you done your best.
You could turn your hands to anything, Paddy.
That's what it, you see. You done your best and you went on from that. And even when we worked in Ballyshannon, at a house, well, that was the only house we worked in Ballyshannon, that's a long time ago. We stayed there at night, you see, or stayed there during the day, and we stayed there for the week. And when the week was up, we came home on a Saturday then, and you got paid every fortnight. You got £11 every fortnight for work, that was it. But it was good enough, you know.
Yeah, I suppose at the time, Paddy, that it was fine, you know.
It was, surely. I mean, there were no money and there were very few contractors, you know. There were no contractors in abundance like what they are today.
No.
Ah, not at all. And the pay wasn't big, and they put on a stamp, and then if you were become redundant, you got a couple of months' stamp money, you know.